जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन जय राधा स्वात् परमं सुकृतभ्राजगचार्य सुतर सदस्यमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपादीय अनंत गौरी गोस्वामी जीय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर जीय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद जीय श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय स्वामी तो भक्तविंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी सीधा समर्थ बोल ऑल ग्लोरी सीधा समर्थ ऑल ग्लोरी सीधा समर्थ थैंक यू वेरी मच
मुनया साधु कृष्णोहम्
Sadgirlokamangalam Yadvita Krishna Samprasna Yenatha Suprasidati Muraya Sadhu Krishtoham Bhavadgirlokamangalam Yadvita Krishna Samprasna questioning about Krishna and answering the question is Krishna Katha. So here it is recommended that if we are constantly engaged in Krishna Katha about Krishna, talking about Krishna, questioning about Krishna, then Atma Suprasidati, we are hankering after peacefulness of our heart, peacefulness of our atmosphere. So here it is recommended that simply by inquiring about Krishna and taking answer of the question, both the questioner and the answer giver, both will be pleased. Jātmā suprasīdati. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu ordered, jare dākho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. The world is like the blazing fire in the forest. So, this Krishna Katha, this Krishna consciousness movement will give them relief. Jayatma Suprasidati. And Śrīla Gosvāmī said, your question is very pious question, sadhu. Because it is about Krishna. The question was the after the departure of Krishna, dharma kang, what is that? Sarnagata, kastang, what is this verse? Krishna sadham upagati. Muhijvogeshara Krishna Brahmane Dharma Bhunni Shyang Kastha Madhuno Piti Dharmakam Saranangata. This is the inquiry. The answer is given there. Your inquiry, Krishna comes for re-establishing the principles of religion. Religion means the order set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is religion. You do like this, just like kings, king orders, or the government orders, do like this. Do's and does not, do not, do's and do not. So that is dharma. If you follow the do's and do not given by Krishna, that is it. You cannot manufacture it. That is bogus. Munaya sadhu prishtu hang bhavadvi lokamangal. These questions, just like our Krishna consciousness movement is the same. It is simply questioning about Krishna and hearing the answer. It is lokamangala. Anywhere this vibration will go on, there will be all auspices. Lokamangala. Krishna sang prasna. Chinatma suprasadhi. Another feature is Krishna is all attractive. Therefore, talks about him is also attractive. In our Krishna book, there are so many topics about Krishna. Janma karma medibham, about his birth, about his transference from real father's house to another foster father. Then the attack by the demons upon Krishna, Kansa, all these activities, if you simply study and hear the Krishna sang prasna, then you are liberated. Without any doubt, our liberation is guaranteed simply by hearing about Krishna. Krishna therefore comes, so many activities. Namang karmani limpanti, name karma phalaspriha. Krishna said that he has nothing to do, what he has to do. But still, he is killing so many demons, he is giving protection to so many devotees, because he has come to re-establish what is religious principle. So, by his personal activities, he established. Otherwise, Krishna has nothing to do. Yeah, Atma Rama, Krishna. He is self-satisfied, he has nothing to do. But to teach us, he comes. In this way, we should lead. From the very beginning of his child, this is the part point.
As it is stated herein before in the Bhagavatam, the absolute truth is to be known. So the questions of the sages of Naimishandanya are proper and just because they pertain to Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita, the Personality of Godhead says that in all the Vedas there is nothing but the urge for searching after him, Lord Krishna. Thus the questions that pertain to Krishna are the sum and substance of all the Vedic requirements. The whole world is full of questions and answers. The birth,
Athata Brahma Jigyas. Atha. Now, this is the time for inquiring about the absolute truth. This is the time means this human form of life. Animals cannot inquire. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says, Brahma Jigyas, inquire about the absolute truth. Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdata. The ultimate absolute truth is Krishna, the person. Paramatma is plenary expansion. And Brahma is impersonal effulgence. So if one understands Krishna by question and answer, then he understands the other three features. But simply by understanding the impersonal feature, Brahma effulgence, one cannot understand Krishna. Neither by understanding or seeing the Paramatma, one can understand Krishna. To see the Paramatma is the business of the yogis. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti jang yogi. Yogina, the yogi, they are trying to see Krishna or Vishnu within their heart by meditation. Meditation means this. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti jang yogi. And the jnanis, they want to stop these material varieties, make it impersonal and merge into the existence of Brahma effulgence. But devotees, they do not, neither of them, neither they even want to be transferred to the Vaikuntha Loka. They are satisfied in any condition life, provided they have got the opportunity to serve Krishna. That is it. Then?
The whole world is full of questions and answers. The birds, beasts, and men are all busy in a matter of perpetual questions and answers. In the morning, the birds and the men become busy with questions and answers. And in the evening also, the same birds come back and again become busy with questions and answers. The human being, unless he is fast asleep at night, is busy with questions and answers. The businessmen in the market are busy with questions and answers, and so also the lawyers in the court, and the students in the schools and colleges. The legislators in the parliament are also busy with questions and answers, and the politicians and the press representatives are all busy with questions and answers. Although they go on making such questions and answers for their whole lives, they are not at all satisfied. Satisfaction of the soul can only be obtained by questions and answers on the subject of Krishna. Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father, or son, and object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we have created so many objects of questions and answers, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction.
Therefore, materialism means forgetfulness of Krishna. Otherwise, there is no other existence as material. Just like in dream, somehow or other, we create an atmosphere. But actually, there is no a different atmosphere, but by your brain, hallucination, we create something. So, we mean, in dream, we have our experience, everyone. I am the worker, I am doing, I am planning, I am doing, writing cars, I am working, I fall into the form of nature. So, forgetting Krishna, when we concentrate only I and mine, that is it. That is it. Materialism has no separate existence. When I create, when we forget Krishna, when I create I and mine, that is it. Make it clear. Otherwise, Isha, Kundalini, Kalpa, everything is Krishna's energy. Krishna is spiritual, but his energy is also spiritual. But the spiritual energy is the possibility of forgetting Krishna. That is called meditation. If we remember Krishna, that is not meditation. A man, Now the question is, how the wood and stone, which is matter, become spiritual? Isn't that the question? We say one man is constructing big skyscraper building with wood and stone. We say this is material. They can also challenge you that you are also interested in woods and stones and constructing a big church or temple. Why is your ear spiritually? Now, you can compare. This is spiritualism means in this stone and earth and woods you remember Krishna. I am constructing something for Krishna. Therefore it is spiritual. So the conclusion is, when we forget Krishna, that is material. And when we constantly remember Krishna, that is spiritual. The materialist means they are thinking of sense gratification. All these big buildings were constructed in your country, Edinburgh. The idea was that we shall show something opulent, that we are a very great nation, we have got nice buildings, nice churches, nice roads. Papta, everyone wants to be papta before his friends and relatives. So, this is material. But the same thing done for the satisfaction of Krishna, that we shall construct this temple for Krishna in meditation, we shall construct this building for providing devotees of Krishna so that they may be able to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any disturbance. It appears the same thing, karma and bhakti, but bhakti is always in relation with Krishna, and karma is always in relation with sense gratification. Therefore, the things, the ingredients, is originally spiritual because it is Krishna's energy. But ahamamethi, when we try to impose our proprietorship, that is materialism. Materialism means forgetfulness of Krishna. Otherwise there is no materialism, everything is spiritual. Then?
Krishna is our most intimate master, friend, father, or son, an object of conjugal love. Forgetting Krishna, we have created so many objects of questions and answers, but none of them are able to give us complete satisfaction. All things but Krishna give temporary satisfaction only. So if we are to have complete satisfaction, we must take to the questions and answers about Krishna. We cannot live for a moment without being questioned or without giving answers. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam deals with questions and answers that are related to Krishna, we can derive the highest satisfaction only by reading and hearing this transcendental literature. One should learn the Srimad Bhagavatam and make an all-round solution to all problems pertaining to social, political, or religious matters. Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna are the sum total of all things.
Now let us discuss question and answer. How political situation can be improved by Krishna consciousness? Can anyone answer? We'll answer this question. Yes.
So that people are informed with their new welfare.
What is their real welfare?
Without being Krishna conscious,
there is no end of sense gratification. Nobody knows, but Krishna conscious person, they are satisfied. Still in India, we'll find this satisfaction by Krishna conscious. A poor man, practically very meager income, but he is satisfied. He is satisfied in this way, he thinks, Krishna has given me this much, I must be satisfied. Krishna has given me this much, why should I? And that is also the recommendation of the Shastra, that the Sarva Hita Prakriti Hita Kovida Nalabhati Jadhamatam Kovida. We should not waste our time for improving our economic position. That is already settled. So whatever Krishna will do, that is all right. Let me utilize my valuable time of this human form of life in chanting Hare Krishna. People will not agree to this. But actually, if anyone wants peace of the mind, jnātmā suprasīdati, then this process should be adopted. This is practical action. There are many saintly persons. They do not try where to go, where to take money, or where to eat. They are busy in Krishna consciousness. If Krishna sends some food, I shall eat. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. I shall starve. They are what they are determined, state. They do not go anywhere, but Krishna sends it, everything. Just like Villamanga. He was not going anywhere. He was living in Vrindavan. Krishna personally was coming to give him some milk. He became blind. He could not see. So Krishna would come just like a boy. Villamangal, I think you are hungry. Will you take some milk? Ah, yes, very glad. All right, so give me a little milk. Next day he comes, then he would ask, who is this boy? I cannot see. He comes and gives me milk daily. Yogokhimang bahamaham. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that unto the devotees who is completely dependent upon me, I carry personally whatever he needs. Ekam bhunang vidudhati kama. That one person is supplying all the necessities of all the living entities. That is God. God is not beggar. God fulfills everyone's necessities, practically. So that is, people are unhappy by so-called economic development. Everyone is competing. They have no satisfaction. Without God, godless civilization is created, unnecessary competition. But if people become God conscious, he will be satisfied. Jnātmāsa procedure. The very, very basic principle of devotional service will make one happy. Then? All right, happy.
Siddhati. So they outside her, they do not come in morning? No.
Bhagavati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
All glories to God.